AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Norfolk Southern CEO is apologizing for last month's train derailment in Ohio and pledging to boost rail safety nationwide.
I'm terribly sorry.
At a Senate hearing, Alan Shaw says the company is helping in both the toxic mess cleanup and East Palestine's community recovery, pointing to a $20 million commitment.
Norfolk Southern will get the job done and help East Palestine thrive.
Shaw testified as bipartisan senators, including Democrat Bob Casey, pushed him to back a new rail safety bill.
That would help if a major rail company said, we support these reforms.
But Shaw stopped short of fully endorsing the bill, saying he does support things like tightening standards for tank cars and trackside detectors while defending the company's own record.
Norfolk Southern runs a safe railroad.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, another Norfolk Southern train derailed today, this one in Alabama, but company and local officials say it wasn't carrying hazardous materials and there's no threat to the public. President Biden laid out his budget plan at a union training center in Philadelphia. He says he's anxious to see a budget from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Republicans.
I want to make it clear, I'm ready to meet with the Speaker anytime, tomorrow, if he has his budget. Lay it down. Tell me what you want to do. I'll show you what I want to do. See what we can agree on. If we don't agree on, let's see what we vote on.
New economic numbers today. Rita Foley has jobless claims.
Layoffs are still historically low, but more Americans did apply for unemployment last week. The number jumped by the most in 5 months. Applications for unemployment for the week ending March 4th rose by 21,000 to 211,000, says the Labor Department.
Mortgage rates rose for the fifth straight week, a 30-year fixed averaging 6.73%, according to Freddie Mac. And stocks sank on Wall Street. This is AP News. A letter claiming to be from the Mexican drug cartel blamed for kidnapping four Americans last week and killing two of them condemns the violence.
In a letter obtained by the AP, the Scorpions faction of the Gulf Cartel apologized to the people of Matamoros, where the Americans were kidnapped, the Mexican woman who died in the cartel shootout, and the four Americans and their families. The letter says those who were directly involved went against the cartel rules that include respecting the life and well-being of the innocent and were turned over to police. A photograph of five bound men face down on the pavement accompanied the letter. Jerry Wallace, a cousin of one of the Americans kidnapped, says he does not accept any apologies. It doesn't change the suffering they went through. I'm Ed Donahue.
Finally, the Consumer Product Safety Commission says Yeti has recalled 1.9 million coolers and gear cases because their magnets can come off, posing a risk of serious injury. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.